I venture once again, as I may be helped, to speak from the Song of Solomon, chapter 8, and the first part in verse 5. Song of Solomon, chapter 8, and the first part in verse 5. Who is this that cometh up from the wilderness, leaning upon her beloved? The verse reads, I raise thee up under the apple tree. There thy mother brought thee forth, there she brought thee forth that bare thee. Her poor ramblings this morning was on the first clause of our text. Who is this? And we try to answer the question as we have found a question mark here. And truly it is a question, who is this? And we come to this conclusion, it was the bride of Christ. The bride is chosen, is redeemed people, the old church of God. Part in heaven, some upon the earth in this our day. And we hope there may be yet further. Many brought forth out of nature's darkness into the Spirit of Christ. And this at the time will come when this family of God, sons and daughters of Zion, will be gathered together and never, never to part again. Does that describe, dear friends, the first part of our text? Who is this that cometh up from the wilderness? Then we may try to make a few remarks of their experience in coming up out of the wilderness. That is, to be taught of the Spirit, quickened of the Spirit, taught of the Spirit, led by the Spirit. And these are the people that shall eventually enter glory. We also made some remarks of their exercises in their heart. And the way the Lord leads is chosen, not in a plain path always, far from it, in a rugged. Often in a pathway that is contrary, as it were, to our natural mind and our fleshly desires. But these are the people. So the Lord leads us along. And I tried to make a few remarks, seeking whether we were among this people. That's the most important thing to know, that we are among this people that are journeying homeward, journeying along through the wilderness here below. Now may I be helped us take another step into the text, if I am. If the Lord helps, otherwise it will not be so. These people will be brought to feel that they are completely helpless in everything that is spiritual, helpless in taking a step, one step toward Him. Oh, we hear so much of it today, that they do this and do that. They give their heart to God. They're among the righteous, and all their good deeds, the Lord frowns upon it, and says, by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourself. Dear friends, how true it is, every favour that we are blessed with, that our spiritual comes from one course, one source, one, that is Jehovah. Amen. And oh, how sweet, as we read at times and sing that short hymn, how sweet the name of Jesus sounds. In a believer's heel, heals his wounds and dries his tears. This is the one that is spoken of by Isaiah as being a name sweet above all other names. Leaning upon our beloved. So as we are brought to know a little of Jesus Christ, in his love, in his power, what he is able to do, his compassion and so on, leaning upon him, we shall be in the pathway. Can I say that God has designed and will bring us safely through. Now this leaning. Well, who needs I speak with all reverence, who needs a prop? Who needs someone to hold you up? How many here this afternoon needs a support? You have been singing that wonderful hymn, and it's very, very true. As thy day, so shall thy strength be. And it is these people that feel to be so weak and so helpless. No wonder the poor woman came to that place and breathed out, Lord, help me. How the Lord is pleased to then to bring his followers, his children, this his bride, as we mentioned, his bride to his feet in making them poor. If we were rich, as it were, in ourselves and in our spirit, and able to do this and that, we shouldn't come to Christ, should we? We shouldn't want help, we shouldn't want a support. We could manage everything ourselves. But with these people, whom the Lord has called his bride, these people who are leaning upon him, travelling through the wilderness, they are brought down and laid low, that they should look up. Some are brought low, but look into self. But the Lord will have us to look unto him. So we can say the bride is looking unto the bridegroom, to this gracious God who is the bridegroom of the old church. Leaning. Well, if we've got nothing more to lean upon, nothing else, no prop, well, then we are to come to lean upon Jesus. My mind goes to the disciple of old in the upper room, John, and he leant upon the bosom of Christ. Is there anything, dear friends, so blessed, so sweet, as being able, by the grace of God, to lean upon him? As the only true prop, speaking with reverence, and he will not give way, and you will not fail. Put your all weight. In fact, the more we are able to put our all weight and strength upon him, the better it is for us, and also brings more honor and glory unto his name. Leaning upon our beloved. So as we pass along, I think first we would mention a little about the beloved, the Lord Jesus Christ. Did we mention in prayer, he gave his life for the ransom of many? Oh, if we have some inward sight of this and some faith to believe it, I'm sure he will be our beloved. I'm sure he will be one whom we love if we can see our old soul hangs upon him for eternity, and to bring us safely through death and over Jordan and to that place where he dwelleth. Surely he has a loved Saviour, beloved Saviour. He is the bridegroom of the bride. Now are we in the church? Are we leaning upon him? The poet says, who is this fair one in distress that travels from this wilderness and pressed with sorrow and with sins on her beloved Lord she leans? That's the way to heaven, friends. He's a stronghold in the day of trouble, as you know. This is the spouse of Christ our God, brought with the treasures of his blood, and her request and her complaint is but the voice of every saint. Is it ours? Can we number ourselves among the saints, knowing it is our one stay, yea, our one hope, to be fixed in Christ, and that forever? Leaning upon her beloved. In what way do we lean, and for what purpose do we lean upon him? Now I have just hinted, we are brought down and low. It's the poor and needy that come to Christ. It's the poor bankrupt soul, got nothing of their own. They're the people, and the Lord will see and work in us by his grace to empty us, that we shall come with nothing. Nothing in my hand I bring, simply to thy cross I cling. That's the place. And the apostle said, I'm determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and him crucified. Leaning upon her beloved. Well, we did hint this morning there is an inquiry in our heart to know whether he is our God and our Saviour, our Redeemer. And do we not come sometimes in this way, leaning upon him, crying unto him in prayer, that we might have some full assurance of him being the bridegroom, and that we are numbered among the bride in the church of God? Do we not have to lean upon him in prayer, go to him? Remember me with the favour that thou bearest unto thy people, O visit me with thy salvation. Show me, reveal to me that I am in and amongst these people. There's an inquiry in your heart. Now, how did you become wet with that concern? It may be a very deep concern. Hope it is. In your heart, in the matters of eternity, and whether he is thy beloved. Oh, it's no small mercy to be able to come leaning upon him in prayer and seeking to know our standing, whether we are upon the rock and building upon the rock for eternity. Because there's no other foundation for us. You may seek it, many do, and think they're well on the rock, but it will fail in the moment of death unless it's Christ himself. So you are praying, leaning upon him for some token. Show me some token, Lord, for good. Some token of thy special love. Show me that I am born of God and that my treasure is above. And there we lean upon him sometimes to know that we have that true religion, a religion that God is the author of. Here again, how many have a religion, how many fall down, as it were, and worship graven images, wood and so on, but this will not do for this church, this bride. They go and lean upon their Saviour and their the bridegroom to know that they're in Christ, in the bridegroom, and also building upon him. How often we've quoted these words, my hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness, leaning upon him. And these are the vital things, dear friends. If we are born of God, we want to have a good foundation. And the foundation is in the gospel. The gospel is Christ, and Christ is the gospel. Leaning upon him. Prayer. What a wonderful thing prayer is. And how wonderful, have you ever thought of it? How wonderful it is how the Lord, by his Holy Spirit, indites prayer into one's heart. And you may be sure of this, if prayer is indicted, that prayer will be answered. It will be answered in God's own time. Are you leaning then for a token? Can I hear some poor soul say, well, I've been leaning in this direction upon the Lord for many, many months and years it may be, but I cannot get what I desire. Still lean. And if you pray to be taught deeper, it may be the Lord will answer that prayer to bring us lower and lower and more helpless in and of ourselves. And the more helpless we feel, the more weight we will put upon this God, the Lord Jesus Christ. And this is most profitable, acceptable unto the Lord, leaning upon our beloved. Journeying along through the wilderness, this time state, with this desire to know more of Christ, to be given more faith. We ask sometimes that the Lord would give us more faith. We'll bear this in mind. The heavier the burden, the more we shall desire to put our old faith and concern upon him. And how does the Lord bring us there? By showing us what we are, what's in our heart. When you've cried out, it may have been years ago, and you still have to cry now, and tell the Lord, same as I do, the heart is deceitful above all things, and desperately wicked. You need cleansing. Have we not quoted the words of the psalmist in that most blessed psalm of his, where he confessed his many sins? Create in me a clean heart, O God. If we know the filth of our heart, we shall lean upon him for the cleansing. If we know anything, the deceitfulness of our hearts, we shall seek to him for forgiveness. Create in me a clean heart, said the psalmist. He needed it, so do you, so do I. It's a leaning towards him. And what else? Was he satisfied just with that prayer? He wanted it answered, and therefore he leant upon him and put his weight that those prayers should be answered. And did he not ask for this when he said, make me whiter than snow, leaning upon the Lord Jesus? Can we in our day, dear friends, in many experiences, or in many those dear old saints, the Lord had not yet come to that point of death, opening a fountain. with that wonderful faith the Lord gave to them. We have it in the 11th of Hebrews, how they, good prophets and saints and patriarchs, walked in faith. In faith. Leaning upon her beloved. Now in our day, and oh, how much we have to be thankful for, that Jesus has come, and Jesus has suffered, and that he has opened the fountain. And it's for his chosen, his bride. Leaning upon her him, for that precious blood, cleansing blood. Make thee, says David, whiter than snow. Leaning upon her. Are you this afternoon? Have you been leaning upon him? Are we still leaning upon him to cleanse us from our many failings, sins, iniquities and transgressions? Are you amongst, and can take the language of the publican, God be merciful to me, a sinner? If so, dear friend, in the same spirit of the publican, we lean upon our beloved. What do we read of that man? He went down to his house justified rather than the Pharisee. Oh, may the Lord deliver us from all that spirit of the Pharisee, and bring us to the Spirit of grace, falling at his feet, seeking that precious blood of his. Leaning then upon our beloved, the Lord Jesus Christ. And now we have to lean upon him sometimes for faith. Other times when there seems so little faith. Our dear friend, aged friend that I just said a few words with, he says, I seem to have so little faith. So little. But friends, the Lord, he gives all his dear people a little. Just a little. And therefore we lean upon him for a little more. And a little more. And that's how we journey through the wilderness, leaning upon our beloved for faith. And then again we lean upon him for that grace to be able to trust in him. That's I was thinking of reading it this afternoon, and then the other which we've read came to my mind. But in this psalm, trust in the Lord and do good, so shalt thou dwell in the land. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee desires of thine heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. And he shall bring forth thy righteousness as light, and thy judgment as the noonday. Rest in the Lord, and wait patiently for him. Trust him. Oh, for that grace to be able to lean upon him, to be given, and more grace to trust in him as a leaning upon the Lord for these blessings. These are spiritual blessings. These are the blessings I've mentioned that are the rich provisions, as it were, of the gospel. So we come along in our pilgrimage, leaning upon him for token, leaning upon him for forgiveness, leaning upon him for his precious blood, the fountain, leaning upon him for faith, and leaning upon him to trust, leaning upon him to stand and to know we stand upon the rock, Christ Jesus. Now, when we feel, and we often do, at least some of us, what we are, that we've got no garment to stand in. Never being brought there. Not to stand in which is acceptable to God. No garment. Nothing to cleanse us. Nothing to shelter us. Now we lean upon Him for that wonderful robe of righteousness that the Lord has given to His people. Wrought out, did He not, in and of Himself, even as He journeyed along through this wilderness to Canaan. There's a hymn close here, I believe, on the matter which is far better than I can express. Awake my heart, arise my tongue, prepare a tuneful voice. In God the life of all my joy, aloud will I rejoice. 'Tis He adorned my naked soul, and made salvation mine. Upon a poor polluted worm, He makes His graces shine. I offer it. You come leaning upon Him to be clothed in that righteousness. We have a righteousness, we might call it, well, as it appears in the sight of God, filthy rags and nothing better. But are you and I coming unto this God, leaning upon Him for these things one has mentioned, leaning upon? And do we not lean upon Him in prayer that He might give more of the Spirit's work within our hearts? Within our heart, leaning upon Him. I believe this is the way to heaven, dear friends. All the way along is to lean upon Him, call upon Him. Wrestling prayer can wonders do, bring relief in deepest straits. Prayer can force a passage through iron bars and brazen gates. The dear prophet of old, that dear minister of the Lord, Paul, what did he say? Pray, he says, pray without ceasing. And oh, how that dear man, in his journeying through life, how he had to lean upon his God. Did he not? Through all the changes of life, the various paths he was called to tread, also the heavy work upon him in the ministry, how it caused him to lean upon his God. Take there's Paul and Silas in the prison, being so bound down. Wasn't they leaning upon their God? They were. They got no strength, as it were, to look to any other to be delivered from the chains and the prison and so on. But they were looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of their life. Looking unto Jesus of their faith. Who is this then that cometh up from the wilderness? He is beloved of God, leaning upon Him. And when we are able to lean a little upon the Lord Jesus, there's a rest, dear friends. But if the Lord doesn't give this sweet experience of leaning upon Him, there's often darkness in the mind, trouble in the soul. In fact, we are like the waves, as we have been singing of, reading of this afternoon. He brought them out of darkness and the shadow of death, and break their bands in death. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for His goodness and for His wonderful works to the children of God. And we read this, their soul abhorreth all manner of meat, and they draw near unto the gates of death. Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and He saveth them out of their distresses. He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction. What was their glory? Oh, how they thanked the Lord. So mingle with their prayer, and I trust with ours from time to time, there's a mingling of praise. And this, as you know, is acceptable unto God. How little praise does this dear man have, who has done such great things for us? Leaning upon her beloved. And there's this leaning. You may be sure what I'm thinking of, especially as some of us in our old age are drawing very near to the time, is to lean upon him, to be prepared. Another thought strikes my mind. Oh, Jesus, the bridegroom in their text, leant upon his father, and how his father favoured him during that long period of time of suffering in body and in soul. Did he not lean upon his beloved father? And in that sense of the word, did not the Father in his love lean toward his dear Son, Jesus? Oh, how they were and still united together in a way man cannot explain. But there was this, when Christ was here, needed help. He knew what it was to be weak. And how he leaned upon his Father, as he called out, even from the gate, from Garden of Gethsemane. If it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. There was a leaning upon his Father. And how he went to prayer, day by day, night by night, often by the mountainside, in solitary places, to call upon his Father. And what for? Well, for strength, for one thing, but mostly for his bride. Oh, the bridegroom was here below, working out that wonderful work of salvation to deliver them from the pit of destruction. Oh, he cried and prayed unto his Father on their behalf. Were we included in his prayer? We read, as you know, in the 17th of John, I pray not for the world, but for those whom thou hast given me. So here we are, friends. Another day's journey. How often we have to say it, nearer to our eternal home. Are we leaning upon him? Are we leaning upon him in praise? In praise. That he has wonderfully opened the way that our poor soul might be delivered from death, from the pit of destruction. Do we praise him? Does that verse that we, the doxology, ever come out of your heart? I believe it has mine at times. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise him, all creatures here below. Praise him above, ye heavenly host. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Are we leaning upon him to bring us there by his grace and in his love to the place where we are enabled to praise God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Leaning upon him in praise and in thankfulness. Yes, and above all things, that he has given us a little witness that he has redeemed our souls. Leaning upon him then to know Jesus, to hear from him, that some poor soul is waiting and leaning upon him to hear his voice. My sheep hear my voice and they know it. What are you requesting from this? Prepare me, gracious God, it may be. Leaning upon her beloved, the Lord Jesus Christ. And dear friends, none can lean too much, too often. You will never be able, as it were, to put too much weight on it, dear man. No, he wants to come with your whole heart, with all your burdens, and lay it at his feet, and he will manage it. Again, just a thought as we, respecting Bunyan of old, some of you have heard me say it before, I believe it's recorded in his book, when he picked up the burden on his back, as it were, and made, and leaving the land, the place of destruction, and going forth seeking that celestial city, leaning upon him. That's where Bunyan was, leaning upon him. And are we not, dear friends? Can we say this afternoon that we are coming up out from the wilderness? Oh, that little word has been very sweet to me at times. It's from. Some of us have had, and I'm going to say, enough of the wilderness, though we desire grace to linger until God's time. But there's times when we desire to be freed from the body of sin and death, to be freed from our old carnal nature, to be freed from the devil, to be freed from this lower world, from this wilderness. Are we leaning upon him to bring us safely to that haven of eternal rest where Jesus dwells, a place prepared? Let not your heart be troubled. Is it troubled at times? Let not your heart be troubled. Believe in God. Are we believing in God? If we are one, as it were, the bride, if our name is written in heaven, if we are in the covenant of divine grace, if Jesus came for us, if he suffered for us, if he prayed for us, if he died for us, if he shed his blood for us, then it will be well. Be not troubled. Let not your heart be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. In the Son, there are many mansions, he tells us. The Father has prepared many mansions. Are we leaning upon him to bring us there? Never in your own self, in your own strength. Nothing in us, dear friends. We do not deserve, not the least of the Lord's mercies. But, oh, it's one great ocean, shall I say, of love and mercy and compassion to this people, his bride, to bring them safely through life and then to death and to eternal glory. As I mentioned in Hebrews, they were looking for an heavenly country. Heavenly. They had enough of the wilderness. Had enough of it. And now they wanted something better. They wanted to be brought into peace. No doubt they had tasted the peace of God in their heart. Now they wanted the fullness of it. Is it so with you and I? I trust we have felt at times a little of that peace of God, the love of God. But oh, it makes you long for a little more. A little more, says the poor sinner, cries out, a little more, Lord. Cannot get it from any other source but thee. Do mercifully look upon us and bless us. I just have to leave it with you, dear friends. I've only rambled round. May the Lord be pleased to lead you further into it and give you a sweet touch that you are amongst his people, the bride. He is the bridegroom. He is thy Saviour. Lean upon him. lean upon him. You can't lean too heavy. Put your whole strength upon him. Oh, you've got in the way of faith. Lean upon him, and he'll bring you through. Through all the storms, all the stumbling blocks, everything that will be in the way for your poor soul, the Lord Jesus will manage. Yes, he'll bring you through. Nothing could stand in the way of a poor pilgrim, chosen and blessed of God, as he's travelling through the wilderness to that heavenly city, and there to see him face to face, without a veil between. Till thou hast brought me to thy home, where fears and doubts can never come, thy countenance let me often see, and often thou shalt hear from me.